going on in Pakistan. And we all witnessed this magnificent young woman who stood up for her rights, stood up for her rights to be educated, and we saw that she was shot down. And thank goodness she's doing well and surviving and thriving, was just at the UN, and her story resonates with many of us. But joining us today is, and please help me with the pronunciation of your name, is it Zulfikar?
That's exactly right, Frankie. Good morning. It's Zulfikar Rashid.
Rashid. Zulfikar Rashid is with us today, and he was born in Pakistan and spent the first 18 years of his life in Pakistan. He now is resides in California, and he is a brilliant artist. His work has been exhibited in galleries in San Diego and Del Mar, La Jolla, and all over, as well as the San Diego Art Institute and the San Diego Port Authority's festival. And it's so nice to have you with us. And tell us the story, because this is, and I want people to know that this is a very disturbing story, but one that needs to be heard and one that needs to be told. So what are the Rat Boys?
So, Frankie, Rat Boys are normal children that are unfortunately abducted or somehow left in shrines. And what happens is they are deformed. Either metal caps or leather straps are bound on their heads, which stunts the growth of the head, and the child then is left to grow normally. So after a few years, what you have is a human being with a very small head and a deformed brain, a smaller size brain, but the other features in the body, etc., are all normal size. So you get a very strange looking human being where the eyes, the nose, the ears, the lips are normal size, but in a sense kind of pulled back because there is this constraint on the head. And people do this so that these rat children, when they go out beg for money, you get more money for them.
Because they're so deformed.
They're deformed, and you know, the emotions that you get, I've seen rat boys, I've run into rat boys, and you feel a lot of sympathy, and you think about how this came to be, and especially when you know how this is done, it evokes a lot of sympathy, and you want to help them, you want to give them money. And the other emotion that some people get is a sense of, when I need to get away from this as soon as possible, and one way is to give money and then just walk away.
Yes. So, what compelled you to write this book? And tell everyone the name of the book it's called.
So the book is called The Rat Boys of Karalabad. And there were a couple of reasons that I wrote this book. You know, in some parts of the world, this is more pronounced. But I think generally, my view is, and this is a very personal view, speaking for myself, is religion, by in essence, is a very, very good thing. It gives a lot of hope. It gives direction. It gives someone, you know, all of us things to, you know, a bigger thing to cling on to when we have difficulties. But what we have seen, at least I have observed over and over, is that once there is a certain degree of organization around religion and it becomes a structure, then it converts into a business almost. And so that was one of the compelling reasons, and one of the outcomes of this, of religion being a business, is you see things like the rat boys, you see things like shrines where people go and pray to these saints or to these shrines rather than praying directly to God. And this is independent of religion, of which religion we are talking about. Because the same thing happens in all religions. I'm most familiar with, and I've lived in Pakistan, and so I'm most familiar with that. With that country and with
right.
the culture, so that's why I wrote the book.
What is it really like there? Because education, unemployment, talk to us about what life is like.
So in like many of the developing countries or underdeveloped countries, there are you see a great contrast. So you have people that a certain class of society that lives very, very well. They are very well educated. They are very well to do. They have a very comfortable life. But then there is also a very large part of society that lives in very, very abject poverty, very low education, almost no education. And that's also part of the reason why I wrote this book, to bring some of these social issues in a fictional setting, but this is all based on more or less, let's say, facts. There's this cycle that's very difficult to get out of when you're in that cycle of poverty and lack of education. It's very, very difficult to break out of it, and I think, to be honest with you, it's very difficult for somebody, you know, being in America, to even imagine the level of poverty that could be present in different parts of the world, not just Pakistan.
It's so hard for us to even really and truly think about this.
It is, you know, earlier I felt about this following point very, very strongly. I still believe in this, that I think the world would be a better place if a lot of the Americans went to a third world country for a few days or a week or two just to experience what it is like and to get a much better appreciation of the freedoms and the things that are available and just taken for granted in America.
The book is very it's very graphic, and you talk about, is there a movement, is there any help out there to help the rat boys or
yes.
people that are doing this harm to them?
Yes, so there is a couple of aspects to that. One is that within the country, of course, within Pakistan there are laws, there are regulations, but as you can imagine, it's not easy to actually execute on those laws and on those regulations, because this is almost given in certain parts of the country, it's part of the culture, part of the society, that you have these shrines and you have this focus on religion and so there's that aspect. But outside of that, there are non-governmental agencies that do a lot of good work. There's ED Foundation, there's ANGAN,
and I want people to know your website, and if you wouldn't mind please giving it, we're almost out of time.
Sure, the website is ZulfikarRashid.com. I can spell
okay.
that
ZulfikarQuar. Thank you so much. And thank all of you for being with us today. This is Frankie Boyer. We'll catch you next time right here on the Frankie Boyer Show. Make it a great day, everybody, and smile.